Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. God bless you and welcome again, all of you in the radio land and wherever you might be. Amen. This is Doctrine of Truth, and we're always happy to have you and you wherever you might be. You might be in your home or you possibly at your work viewing this broadcast again. Amen. Online. Amen. The subject, why must you go visiting people? Father, we thank you for this broadcast and this study. And, oh, God, we ask you to look upon the listeners and those that are involved tonight as they give their testimony and their views. And, Lord, we ask you to let your blood cover each and every one. You say there's no weapons formed against us that will prosper. Long as our mind is stayed on you and worshiping you and thinking about you, you will help us through every day and every moment. Amen. As we take one day at a time, amen, as we take in one day at a time, we know that you be with us always. You say you be with us always, even to the end of the world. And we thank you now for our listeners. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. We're taking many scriptures as always. You know, Doctrine of Truth, welcome all the audience and broadcasting, and we say hello to you and you and you. Our desire always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners that call in, share biblical experiences, so we all can grow thereby. Amen. There's no wrong answer, a right answer, or whatever answer. Amen. But we're looking to share one to another because God is real. You know, love does not tap you on the hand every time you do wrong and holler at you. Amen. Love lets you try the best you can, and love will come back around and say, listen, you was wrong there, amen, so I want to correct you. And God, the creator of heaven and earth, he has the ability, he has the strength, he is all-knowing, all-seeing, he's everywhere, amen, and nothing can intimidate him. Isaiah said, he said he's God and he know no other, amen, so he has all the power. And we thank God that he is a loving God. Amen. He let us make our errors, and he turned right around. Long as we're living on this earth, amen, he knows our heart, and he said, okay, now if you want to get this right, do this and do this. We're talking about and discussing, as always, amen, why should we visit people? Why should we visit people? Jesus came to this earth. Amen. He showed the love of God by the things he did. He walked among everybody. Amen. But he was limited at that time. But now the Spirit of God is everywhere. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing cannot be revealed by him. His Spirit is all over the land like the time was in the beginning of creation. Amen. The Spirit of God moved upon the land. When the Spirit of God leave this land and leave this earth, there will be no physical life. There will be spiritual life, but no physical life, no, because breath have left the human race. Everything that had need oxygen, amen, and common oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon dioxide, or whatever, all the chemicals. When God leave this earth, there will be no physical life, amen, here. In our discussion here, amen, we're going to read first from the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, and we always like to exercise 4, sometimes 5 different versions, amen. I believe, amen, all these different versions have been between these different Bibles and books and authors and colleges and schools, it should be somewhere in here, amen, and these writings and these translations that can help us, amen, get as close as we can to the truth of God among all the men of God. And first we'll start with the book of Matthew. We want to read in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, and here's Jesus discussing, amen, he's telling a parable, and he's talking about when we go from the book of Matthews, we want to go to the book of Matthews again, the 20th chapter, and we're looking at the 20 and the 26th verse. And when the Son of Man came in his glory and all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, the sheep divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king said unto them on his right hand, Come, blessed be of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me, and I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then the righteous answered and said, saying, Lord, when we saw thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink, when saw we thee a stranger, took thee in, naked, and he clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick, in prison, and came unto thee. And the king answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of them, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Okay, let's go to the 20th chapter of Matthews. And I want you to notice something here, what Matthew's saying. And then we're going to go back to the 25th of Matthew, the 20th chapter of Matthews. Amen. We're talking about the workers in the vineyard. And Jesus is discussing here, again, amen, Jesus is the master teacher. He gave us parables, and he break down things so whereby we can understand. He said in Matthew 20 chapter, amen, and we want to read this from the 20th chapter. Let's read this from the, amen, the Good News Bible. Good News Bible. Then we're going to watch a verse from the Amplified Version. And here is a discussion here, and it's going to tie in back to Jesus said, you didn't visit me. Amen. In the 20th chapter of Matthew's, then the wife of Zebedee's came unto Jesus with her two sons, bowed before him and asked him for a favor. What do you want? Jesus answered her. She answered, promise me that these two sons of mine will sit on the right hand and on the left when you are king. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus. Jesus answered the son, can they drink the cup of suffering that I drink of? We can, they answered. You indeed drink from the cup, Jesus told them, but I do not have the right to choose who will sit on my right hand or my left. These places belong unto those who my Father has prepared them. Then the other 10 disciples heard about this, and they became angry with the two brothers. So Jesus called them all together and said, you know that the ruler of the heathens have power over them, and the leaders have completed authority. This, however, is not the way it shall be among you. If one of you want to be great, you must be served. You must be servants of the rest. And if one of you want to be first, you must be the slave of the others, like the Son of Man, who did come to be served, who did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for ransom among many. Now, here's the point. Here's the point. When Jesus told the disciples and he was talking to them, amen, he said, now, other words, let's look in the garden just for one moment. Just one moment. We got to go to the Garden of Eden just for one moment, and then we're going to come back to this. In the garden, The serpent told Eve, the day that you eat of this tree, you'll be like gods. That's what, you know, little G-O-O-D-S. Amen. You'll be like gods. And but now God trying to hide things from you. Amen. But when you eat of this tree, you'll know everything about good and evil. Now, Jesus explained right here that we are supposed to be servants of the people. If you want to be great, if you want to be outstanding in God's eyesight, amen, he wants you to go out among the broken and brokenhearted, amen, the downtrodden, and those that the enemy have destroyed, those that made bad mistakes, amen, who make wrong choices, were coerced and, amen, instigated and plotted against, and their heart, their life, amen, has been destroyed. And for us to go out, those that are Christian, like, amen, accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, our purpose is to go to among the people and talk with them and pray for them. We're going to go to the lines now, and you know how it works here and this study. Amen. Amen. You just call toll-free 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Toll free. Amen. When you push 1 on the phone, our technician will put you in, and we will not give you give out your name. We'll only just give the area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. And we'll pray that if you want to give your testimony as well, some of you might want to give out the testimony, what God has done for you. That's fine. Or vision. Amen. But if you want to give your full name, you have to do that yourself. But we're just to give you area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. Okay, now the lines are open. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about and studying and discussing, amen, and why, and it might be something else that you learn, amen, when you went and visit people, amen, you had time to go visiting, amen, the sick, the halt, the blind. It might be something that you have learned, amen, in this process. Or maybe you feel it's not important. You maybe feel we want to hear your views. Maybe you feel that you don't believe in that. Or maybe you don't believe in this Bible. You don't believe in the Bibles. We'd like to hear your views. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. So here, Jesus talking, and this lady, amen, is one of the mothers, which is always, is that she wanted her sons. She wanted her son to be crowned king and, you know, pat on the shoulder, and which is always, it's true, families, of course, all of us, because that's where the world set up. But Jesus said that among Christianity, in other words, and among the faith, those that believe in faith in God, those that are great among you, those that God considered and heaven considered, amen, you're doing a great work. You're doing a great work. Amen. You should be the one, amen, or teaching others to go out. Teaching others to go out and reach the lost. Not only the lost, but as go out and be a part of the community. Amen. Be a part of the community. Amen. I want you to watch this as well as we continue to go while, amen, while we're waiting for someone to push 1. We don't want to go too far. You know, once we get started here, we run out of time. Amen. But you have a view, a testimony, amen, and a word that you want to share about this study, please do so. Amen. One thing, notice now, as we go back to Matthew's, and we're going to look at the 25th chapter here, of Matthew's, and we're going to look at the, we want to look at Amplified Version, see what Amplified Version was saying here, and as well as the New International, the New International Version talking about. Amen. Sometimes we think it's hard to serve God, and it's hard to be a Christian. Amen. But as Jesus says, it's easy. He says it's easy. Amen. And the 25th chapter, we're going back to the 25th chapter of Matthew, and we're looking, amen, we're going to take it up at the 37th verse. Amen. Then the just and the upright will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome and entertain you, naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick in prison and came unto you? And the king replied to them, truly I tell you, and as so much as you did it to one of the least, the estimate of men, of these, my brethren, you did it for me. This is an Amplified Version of the 25th chapter of Matthew's. Then he said unto those who was on the left hand, be gone from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not come and welcome me and entertain me. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Then they all also in their turn answered him, Lord, when did we see you hungry, sick, stranger, naked, prison, and did not minister to you? You know, sometimes we have our areas where we feel, amen, that God is not there. We forget God is everywhere and he loves everybody. And he replied to them solemnly, he declared to them, and as much as you fail to do it to the least of me, you fail to do it to me, and they will go away into eternal punishment. And those who are just and unjust and the right stand with God into eternal life. Now, we might not feel, you never heard that. Maybe say, well, I never heard that. I never, you know, there are so many people that claiming that they're hungry, they're sick, amen, and whatever, and they know Christianity should do that. They know that you are a child of God, and they're looking for you, amen, to support. They're looking for you. I know there's many games out there. There's many games out there. There's much forgery out there. There are many avenues with people that play games. They try to play games with God and with churches. And those of you that are listening right now, maybe you have people that constantly call or work their way and try to get from you. They try to get from you because they know, amen, they know the word. The devil know the word. In other words, Satan know the word. When he took Jesus on a mountain, amen, not only that, he met him in the wilderness, the tempter, and he was quoting scriptures to him, and Jesus quoted scripture back to him. So the enemy know the word. He knows the word. But we ourselves have to be careful, amen, how we handle it. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We're getting ready to turn the corner. Amen. And push one and toll-free number. 1-855. All right, we have a caller. Area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. God bless you. God bless you. You're on the air.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Sitting here listening to you. And it dawned on me concerning this topic is it's the will of God why we must go and visit people.
Okay.
We are doing exactly what God sent Jesus to do. He sent him to his own. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the scripture says, and the own didn't receive him. But what we're looking at in this wise is that he was exhibiting the love of God to the world. And that's why we must go, because he commended his love toward us, and Jesus died. His death is what God sent Jesus to do, was die for us, that we would be able to do what? Do the same thing, you know, for those of us that are just, that are saved. And that's in the scripture you have there about how he spoke this to the just. And I looked at the parable, whereas this is the will of God. You see, he spoke this to the just, and the just is supposed to do this because God he rejoices, all of heaven rejoices when one sinner, you understand, come to him rather than the just. That's in the parable with the one and the 99. You see what I'm saying? So this is the will of God, is that we share the love of God, but more preferably to all of us that have come to Jesus, we share the love of God more. It's not so much a demand, but it's a command that we do this. He says, how can you show the love of God in you if you don't share, you see, with your brother? You see, if you don't distribute with your brother, and that's an error that the devil has put on the world. Folk are going to when you go to church, it's a demand. They put a demand on you, you understand, for you to share. But what we do is that the love of God in us is supposed to, the demand that we share is supposed to be a willingness in us to share. But the point is, we do it for one another. And then, amen, then what we do, we extend it, amen, to the world. And that's where he has given us the spirit. This is why we are changed, we are transformed, because he's given us a spirit. Reconciliation. Listen, you can't be no wimp. You cry and all this. Yeah, you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen.
Yes, yes.
But that's why he fill your heart so that you can overcome. Now, I don't know about anybody else, and I hope folk more than me listening to this, but I'm an overcomer. I have to overcome. You see what I'm saying? Because it's the will of God. So this is why we go, amen, we love one another, and the world see, they say, I want some of that, you see?
Yes,
but the cost has to be told to them, and it going to cost you everything if you want this. It's worth it, but you got to come and get it. You see what I'm saying? So this is why we go. That is the plan of God. Now, you look in the scripture, you'll see, as you went from the beginning, you'll see where it's all about Jesus, you see. The Word made flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father. You'll see in the scripture where you read in Matthew there, it's Jesus talking. The demand, Jesus is the demand, you see. We must receive him. We must be full of him, you see. We must walk mm-hmm. with him. We must love like him. We must talk like him in order to be like him. So we go and tell folks, amen. Well, not only just tell them, but you get full of him, and you just walk in a room, and the witness is in you. You just walk in a room, and the scripture said you be ready to give an answer to hope that life is in you. So I exactly agree with this. I don't know where you coming up with it. You must be in prayer, because I said, now, wait a minute. What is he talking about? You see? But then as you talk, the Holy Ghost began to show me exactly what you're saying. So it is the will of God that we go and visit and pray and tell people about this.
Okay, I want to ask you, on, have you had that experience, somebody come and visit you? How it felt?
Well, when I do have that experience. And it brought me really an answer to the hope, because I recall that right now one time that I was in the hospital, and it was kind of strange, and I had to think about it because most of the folk that I had worshiped with didn't come. Matter of fact, none of them came at first. But all them folks that I had, many of those people that I had preached to, I had even forgotten about. Many places I had visited, they called, I heard your distress. You see what I'm saying? And I'm listening to the enemy getting rocks in my jaw, saying, where is the people that I worship with? And the Holy Ghost said to me, said, now you just pay attention. You see, and I began to see just how God architect that, you see, because that's what happens to us in our life. He say, I don't leave you. See, he's the one that wants to lead us, you see. It's through Christ, and it's the will of God that we walk with this, you understand, so that we can feel his presence. We can know it was God. You see what I'm saying? And this is exactly what happened to me. So them folk came, even pastors, and I think I got a visit from you, a call from you. I'm saying, now where is my people? You see what I'm saying? And this is where the Holy Ghost comforts at. He said to me, he said, you just pay attention. Now, I'm the one sick, you know. But he spoke, his voice was so clear. He said, you pay attention. And I saw the architect of God. That's how he designed it. You see, it ain't all the way those around you, you see. It's what's in you is calling out. It's God in you is demanding. It's God in you going to repair you. You understand? And not only your body, see, your mind got to be fixed too, because that's what sickness does, you see. So I do experience that, Bishop.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that with you, sharing that with us. And I know some of the things, situations, and this subject came up because of the fact I had went and visited a leader, amen. It reminded me when I was in the hospital, and all of us, like I said, there are many afflictions of the righteous, but none shall hold them fast. And for all our listeners that's going through trials and tribulation, amen, like the elder was just saying about the Holy Ghost, he know how to comfort you, and amen. He said, I'll be with you always. Jesus said, even to the end of the world, you might feel that you're looking for this and looking for that, but the Holy Ghost right there. He's right there. He's calling and he's recruiting, amen, callers and those that can walk in. And this subject fell on my mind strong when I was talking with this leader, amen, Me and my wife visited him and before in a hospital and rehabilitation and in his home. And amen. Seeing people face, amen. Hearing and also seeing people face, amen. It just certifies, amen, that God says that, listen, I'll never leave you. And God worked through people. He worked through people and worked with people. Amen. So you might not, you might feel that your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, but God is bigger than that. He's bigger than just your environment. He has people and ministers and areas. And we just heard an example of God's power once, amen, through a study. He said God is all, he's everywhere, he's omnipresent, he's all-knowing, which is true, which is true. But to learn how to, he has to be everywhere, because if people start praying wherever they are, what condition they're in, the Holy Spirit would comfort them when they really truly reach out to God. And like turning the electricity on, you hit the switch, and the power will go out, hit the switch, the power will come back on. If we know how to reach out to God, he's all around us, the power all around you, all around you. And you, you know, if you get a song and a hymn, amen, a spiritual song, amen, you can feel him. But he also wants to break it down. He wants somebody to walk in the room and say, hello, I thought about you. God put me on your mind. Oh, I just came by. I just came by. And God can move many people. And he can move things, songs. Amen, amen. Sometime I heard a song, and it looked like the song that's, it was reading my mind. It was reading my mind. And I said, oh, my God. It was reading my mind. The Lord was dealing with it. Amen. All right, we're talking about, you must visit people. Let me quote you from one of the anchors of the church during the time, James, a brother of Jesus. And we're going to read it from the New International Bible. It says, James 1 and 27, the epistle of James, the first chapter, and the 27th verse says, religion that God our Father accepted as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows and in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Amen. When you do these things, all right, we have another caller. Amen. Area code 305-4271. Amen. I think we have a area code 305-4271. Amen. You're
back to
amen.
Me, Bishop.
God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
While you was reading that, you was about to say that. I was waiting for you to finish that, because I just heard how we are commanded to go and see about one another. But then God put the demand upon the sick person. He said,
okay.
He said, you express your need. You let him call for the elders of the church.
Yeah.
And then he told the elders, he said, let them pray. You see what I'm saying? It's all about Jesus. You see, we are to get full of the Holy Ghost. We are to get to know about Jesus and know about his difficulties and continually look at what they did to him, how they killed him. And it was all like the killing an animal, you understand, so that we'll understand, have somewhat of a feeling what he went through for us. And that makes me want to go to and visit other folks, you see. I had one experience. I went to a brother that he was having trouble and in the hospital. And I really didn't want to go because I was having difficulty myself. But the Spirit said, you go and talk with him. And he told me, he says, now, don't you try to make any adjustments on what he's doing or what he's not doing. He said, you go and talk to him about what Jesus did for him. and what he gonna do when he leave here. So that's what I tried to do in my little small way of thinking. I went and I talked with him, and I told him that what the Spirit said to me and what he was showing me. And all of a sudden, he was incredibly sick. All of a sudden, he told his wife, he said, well, get us a cup of coffee. And, boy, that was the best cup of coffee I had. And I sit there, and as I drank the coffee, he started talking. And I said to him, I said, you know, we have to be firm in our decision. I said, because, listen, we are going to see Jesus, both of us, one of these days, so we might as well get prepared. And I told him, I said, this is what the Holy Ghost is telling me to say to you. And I was telling him about how God commended his love and all of that, and all of a sudden he started talking, and he was telling me something. I said, okay, I see the Lord have got through to him. But shortly after that, I don't know, it was less than a week, he passed on away. But then it kind of filled my heart. I really couldn't even talk about it. Matter of fact, it's webbing up in me now. I'm saying, now, why didn't you call somebody who's doing good, you know? You know, somebody who perhaps struggled and got beyond it. But then the Lord taught me, he said, this is what the struggle is all about. He said, you got to serve with me. You see what I'm saying? Your afflictions is a witness to him. And God knows it's true. I get all the time, Bishop. Man, you an example to me. You know, you going through this and all, but they don't know, you understand, that you'll never make it unless the Lord comforts you. You see what I'm saying? You'll never see Jesus unless you walk with him. And listen, the only way you can walk with him is he got to hold you. He got to hold you. And so this is what had happened to me. So I just want to say that because the focus, we got to put it on one another. That's what the church is all about. You see, the nurses are already in the spirit. The doctors are already in church. You see, and they what people need when their sins are removed. They broken. They tore up. They don't have anything when you've given up that which you really love and it's against God. It destroys a man. So this is what the Lord have demanded on us to get the church inspired. You see, get in the open. God gives us open air in church. You might not know, but it's open air. You can just cry out and He'll answer you. Amen.
Yes,
He'll see about you. I've gone to church and by using faith, and wasn't feeling well. It was sick, right? But I tell you what, even that time I got up to minister, and he just took everything. It blew my mind. I said, Lord, but it was worth the effort, you see. So that's what I'm looking at tonight. It's a rich subject.
All right. God bless you. Yes, I know you can, people would know, amen, the journey you have, God has put you in, a season, this season. You know, we have seasons, amen, in our lives. And it's good to know, amen, whatever season you might be going through, those that are listening, amen, in your life, amen. I was brought up, you know, you can fall among teachers and those, you're never going to get sick. God, people don't get sick, you know, this, that, and the other. But, amen, you just keep on living. That's why the elders quoted James 5, 5th chapter 13 through 16. If it is sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. And it's good that you be among believers that believe in healing and praying. Amen. That church have time. And they are full service church. Amen. Visit the hospitals and the prisons and the, amen, the widows. Amen. The offering. And the, well, it's a great need. It's a great need. And we are servants of the Lord. And God will give you a heart desire. God will give you your heart desire. Amen. And I experienced many things like you were saying. I went to pray with a man, with another bishop, and he was a chief policeman, and he got down sick. We went in his room for his wife called. We went and prayed for him and in his home and talking, and he got up. We didn't realize he was bedridden. But we didn't realize. Amen. He got up and he said, "Okay, let's go in the front room." And we went in, got in his rocking chair, and he began to talk. And you know, and the spirit hit us after we left. He was standing at the door. He was standing at the door, and I looked back. I said, "Bishop, look at there." And we all start the spirit of God. We all start rejoicing, and that's why the 5th chapter of James said, "Amen." A prayer of faith shall save the sick in God. All right. All right, this is a good subject. We had area code 561-4556. Area code 561.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor. You're on the air.
How you doing? How you doing, sir, and everybody?
Yes, yes. Go right ahead.
Amen. The subject was, why do we visit?
Yes, why do we go visit people?
We go visit people because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give sight to the blind, heal the sick, and raise the dead, comfort the comfortless, visit those that are in prison, take care of the widows, amen, doing the things that Christ did and the disciples, amen.
Amen, amen.
We are the spirit of love and that joy.
What your experience, what experience you had doing some of that?
I have experience with visiting the sick. God worked miracles in my visiting the sick and shut in and going visiting people just to check and see how they're doing. It really brings people joy level up and makes them know that people are concerned about them. And it's just a good feeling for me. You know, I'm like, if the brothers and sisters of the Jehovah's Witness faith can knock on doors, that's what we always used to do. We got to get back to doing it. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And it's just a fulfillment. You know, it gives you energy. It gives you strength, and it sharpens you, and it lets you have compassion for people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, very good. That's a very good point. Amen. People don't realize when you do go out and do things for God, it energizes you. Amen. It's strengthening you as well. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. God bless you. Thank you for
God
calling.
God bless you.
All right. All right. Amen. I realized that. The time. That. Hello? The time that I had went to a prison and I saw they had many sailboats there. I wanted to purchase one, but you know, the finance wouldn't allow me to at that time. So we went to visit a mother of a local church that we knew. And when we walked in the house, she had 4 or 5 of those sailboats, handmade sailboats. And she said, "Oh, here, Evangelist, you can have one of these. You can have one of these. Thank you for coming. I really enjoyed you all." And we got a great joy out of it. We got a great joy out of ourselves. Amen. God give you the heart desire. When you go out and do his work and his will, we're building the kingdom. We're up building the kingdom of God, and we're tearing down the enemy's camp. Amen. The things that showing people that God will not forsake them in sickness and hurt and making mistakes, amen, in their life. He'll be right there with you. He'll be right there with you. All right. Amen. Jesus loves us all. He loves us all, And this is the part that, amen, he does. When you do things for God, you feel a great fulfillment in life, like the speaker was just saying. Amen. There's a great feeling, a great joy that you know you're doing the will of God. You're doing the will of God. And the person that you go to, it might not take 10, 15 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes to walk in or call. If you can go there personally, amen, that is good as well. But also remember, if you're able, and keep this in mind, First John speaks about, amen, if you're able, when you go to them, amen, try to take, if you know the person is hungry and don't have any place to sleep, or amen, try to go to them with an answer, amen, to comfort them in some type of way, amen, have some type of answer, amen, when you go there, amen. If you know they need bread, First John, we notice, all right, I think we might have another caller. Notice First John, the 3rd chapter, and he says that, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer, yet you know that no murderer has eternal life. Hereby receive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for our brethren. But whosoever has this world good, and seeth his brother have need, and sheddeth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him?" So if you know you're going to visit someone, try to take a little offering, or a card, or something. Amen. I like to take the little bears and little animals, if possible, in the hospital. Amen. And a little card. Send them something, flowers or something. Amen. They can look at it and say, "Oh, this person here came and visit me." Amen. It goes a long way. It shows the love of God. And you in there, you're talking about God. Amen. You're talking about Christ. You're talking about, amen, and pray for them and the family. Amen. And if you know, if you're able to help the family and you know the family is in need, maybe he's out of work, she's out of work, amen, and write the name down and find some agencies and give them the list of agencies and outreach committees and groups that specialize in certain things. I know you might not be able to specialize in areas of need, but you can find information. Go there prepared, amen, to help. Amen. God wants us to go to encourage and upbuild. Amen. Speak positive when you go in there. Speaking positive. And you being in there, showing them, amen, amen, your presence speak so loud to them, and you showing up there and showing the love and careful and caring for them, speak so loud to them, and is encouraging. Amen. Also, if possible, amen, try to lead them to Christ. Amen. But your presence will speak, will preach a sermon. Your presence will speak a sermon right there. Amen. All right. All right, we're winding down. We're winding down. And if anyone else want to give a testimony or a word, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we have 1-855-236-2256 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we'd like to, amen, continue. You might have a personal testimony. Amen. Ministers and elders and those of you feel that, oh, you're not a preacher or you're not one of the fivefold. No, God wants us to go visit. Amen. James said in the book of James, say, if you, a person seemed to be religious, and the New International Version, James, the 1st chapter, say, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue. Now, you can't just when you visit people, don't go in there talking about their faults and their problems and the issues they're going through and they should have made not been, made that mistake. Amen. Leave that alone. Leave that alone. That's past. He said he deceived himself and his religion is worthless. You go in there talking negative and it's better not even go. 27th verse of the first chapter of James say religion that God has, God, religion that God, our Father, accepted as pure and faultless is this, to look after the orphan and the widows in distress and keep oneself from being polluted from the world. Even though they're not your relatives or cousins or uncles or part of your community or the pigmentation of your skin or your language, amen, God loved the world. God loved the world. He loved the world. And if somebody in your way that you can be nice to and encourage and talk to them about Jesus or just spend a little time, with, of you know, a taxi, an airplane, or your travels and your work, amen. But what about the ones that are not able? Amen. He told the churches, Jesus told a parable about come to his dinner, come to his banquet, amen. And the angel came back and said, we still got room. He said, go out to the highways and hedges, and amen, compel them to come. And he said, we still got room, where they go to the halt, the blind, the cripple, amen. It's still room. It's still room. Some are not able to travel. Some are not able to support themselves. And if more, they might be handicapped, amen, and not able to write a call anymore. And that's the work of Christ. That's the work of Christ. So, and we're slowing down, getting ready to close here. We get into the closing hour. Amen. If you feel that you don't, you're bored, you don't have nothing to do, but you got access to a telephone, you got access to letters, you got access to the internet, emails and texts, amen, all the communication today you have access. If not, ask someone. Amen. You got friends and relatives, tell them, listen, I want to write letters. Amen. I want to do some telephone calling. Amen. If you're not able to move around, amen, you're not able to visit certain time or when you want to, but if you're not working, amen, spend some time. Spend some time with grandma and grandpa. Amen. But now today, they have many young people, amen, are disabled. There are many people need to know that God loves. God is plain old out. He just plain love. Look at the world. He loved the world, and you know it's got to be supernatural love the way things are going on. All right, we can push one on our phone. Amen. Anybody have a testimony they would like to share? Amen. Anyone have a testimony? Amen. They want to share with us? Amen. The listening party tonight? Amen. Anyone want to have a testimony that what God has done for you? Maybe you just want to share, and it's good to share your testimony, amen, what God has done. Because Jesus said, the gospel according to John, if you look at the book of John, you know it's so much, there's so much in the Bible, amen, but we have to get a full continence, the full view of Jesus in this world. There's things that people try to put Jesus in a category. And also, notice John, Gospel according to John from the New International Bible and the 21st chapter, the last chapter, and the 24th verse. It says, this is the disciple who testified of these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. He's talking about these five or six miracles in the book of John. And Jesus did many other things as well. If it was one of them, if every one of them was written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that could be written. Amen. Amen. The Amplified Version says, and there are other many things which Jesus did, if they should be all recorded one by one in detail, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain, have room for the books that would be written. Amen. So wherever you are, the widows, the God is watching you. He's going to send somebody. He's going to send somebody. As sure as you listen to this broadcast, amen, you can share it with others. Amen. You know those that are shut in, those that are not able to travel anymore, those that are not able, amen, that lost their fathers and their mothers, the young people, the many young people without father and mother, amen, and this encourage them. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. And Jesus will look after you. The Holy Spirit will look after you. The Holy Ghost will send somebody. Jesus said, I never leave you. Amen. Those that feel that they're without a comforter, the Holy Spirit, he's a comforter. Amen. Jesus called him the Holy Spirit. Amen. But he's a comforter. Amen. He know how to reach you and talk to you and send somebody a song or whatever he's going to do to reach you and comfort you and talk with you. Amen. The Holy Spirit does that. And those of you that hearing this broadcast, wherever you are, now you're obligated. Amen. You understand that people need to see you. They need to talk to you. Maybe that's come there. But thank the Lord. I remember many years ago they had this pet rock that came up. And whoever it was, they made millions of dollars. And I was thinking about it. I said, why? Nevertheless, look at the animals. The animals, the pets that we have now, they serve a purpose. They serve a great purpose. But many of them can't talk. They can't speak English. They can't speak Spanish, Creole, Latin, Hebrew, amen, Greek. They just make a little noise. But the situation is about them. They're companions. They're set there. Something lively to be right there with the person. Amen. God is greater than any animal, than any pet rock. God is greater. Amen. If he need to speak to you in an audible voice, he will. If he need to direct things, a bird, any situation, he will. He's greater. He owns the whole world. Amen. Now we're going to close, amen, with a prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for this message out to your people. Amen. Amen. To mother and grandmother and papa and grandpa. Amen. To the aunties and uncles and aunts. Amen. To the supervisors and managers, the presidents and governors. Amen. God love you. The nurses and lawyers, God love you. The policemen and the contractors, God love you. The laborers, God love you. Amen. The little clerk, amen. The facility person, God love you. Amen. God love you. The electrician, God love you. Technician, God love you. Amen. Computer operator, God love you. The data entry person, God love you. Amen. Those that are working, amen, in the environment and oceanography and chemistry, God love you. Amen. God love you. God love you tonight. Wherever you might be today and tomorrow, amen, God love you. Don't let the world tell you that you're lost. Nobody cares. Jesus cares. You can just reach out, sing a song, and say, Lord, I need you. He's everywhere. The power is all around you. The power is going through you. Amen. Paul said, if you just confess with your mouth that you need him and talk with him. Amen. He love you, he love you, he love you. Amen. If I had Paul, David said, if I had a tongue, 10,000 tongues, you'd praise God. Amen. Keep praising him, keep talking to him. because he loves you. God bless you.